Hi friends, I'm Professor Ashish Hathi. I'm taking your subject of internet marketing. We are on chapter 5, which is on internet market research. Assumption is that you know what is market research, but I will still take a little trouble to explain you at a relevant stage, certain aspects if needed. Basically about this subject, one can only say that the World Wide Web has brought people together, including academicians and businessmen. A lot of information is possible to be exchanged, including feedbacks, so to say. Consider that the consumers are also able to research themselves, information, comparisons, etc. And after gathering the information, consumers are also able to generate their opinions and share their opinions, likes, dislikes, ranking, etc. So this is what is creating a culture of a feedback-driven progression for the marketeers. Now, in such stage, connected nature of World Wide Web, integration of our data, ability of the digital platforms to generate real-time data whenever the visitors comes to your site, whether he's a unique customer, a visitor or a repeat customer, or how many times does he spend on your website, which page he spent most time, which page he didn't spend time at all, etc. So all such kind of things, this data is generated for what? When you have a paid promotion, pay-per-click, etc., or pay-per-conversion, etc., that also generates data. That data is generated for what? So that's this thing. Companies are spending a lot in terms of their corporate story, in terms of their brand story, etc., being promoted across the digital media. That is also for what? So what I'm trying to drive home from you is that we are into a culture of feedback, and feedback receiving needs a concept of marketing research come in. Marketing research is a ability of you to generate data-driven, analyzed information into an information for you. Analyzed data providing a meaningful information to you, which is capable enough to help you take a decision. Instead of allowing the information to free flow, probably if you do the research regularly, you may probably get to know that there is some kind of a discontent in the online audience. Now, if that is the case, then probably you get into prefixing it so that it doesn't escalate into a big issue. Else, if you ignore, suddenly you will find everybody is criticizing some action of yours, or, you know, so then that will create a negative word of mouth. So essentially, market research enables you in advance on a data specific analysis of an issue, so that you are able to get a clear information, derived information, which is able to help you to take the decision. That's what marketing research is all about. So have a problem, an issue for which you collect the data, data is analyzed, they're converted into information, which is a conclusive information based on which you take your decision. Now, what we are talking about is the internet marketing research. Therefore, focus shifts to online or on internet, how do you do things? So that's what our focus will be, limited to internet market research. So essentially, first understand what is market research. Market research again has a different ways of classification. One is for what nature of audience are you doing it. Based on that, it is a consumer marketing research. Second is business to business, which is a research among business community. If you look at the way the research is conducted, the technique that has been used, then it is a qualitative marketing research or quantitative marketing research. We will study about them as we move forward. Role of internet market research. So what is the role of internet marketing research? The task of marketing research is to provide the management with the analyzed, relevant, accurate, inferred information based on which decision can be taken. Marketing managers make numerous strategic and tactical decisions in their day-to-day life on a specific issues or the problem that they face, which may be related to product, competition, market, or the consumers. Now, based on certain information that is furnished to them, they take this decision. Ultimately, aim is to meet your revenue target and satisfy the customer. So that's the role the marketing research has to play. Complications in his decision making are added by the environmental factor. Environment factors are uncontrolled. He has no control over it, but his decision has to be favoring his organization. So in such a contradictory scenario, what can he do? So therefore, he has to conduct what you call a market research, which connects his issues with environmental factors. And studying the, what is going to happen on the environmental factors, he determines what is the impact on his internal issue or a subject matter, and he takes one sound decision. So that's a connect between market research variable, which is generally in an external environment, and decision making, which is relevant to your organization. It should benefit your organization. So there's a model called a DECIDE model. A role of internet market research also adheres to that in that full proximity. We will take a little time to just understand what is DECIDE is all about. So first is the decision process begins with precise defining the problem. You must know what is your problem, or define your opportunity, define your threat, define the weakness that you are wanting to overcome, etc. So first, know what are you going to research on. Second is possible decision factors. So evaluate. You have to evaluate various decision alternatives that is available to you. So this, out of this decision alternatives available to you, few you can take it for research. Research cannot answer all the thing. Something you will have to judiciously discard. Keep few variables which answer to that is seriously going to impact your decisions. Then take those variables into your consideration set. That is E. Then again C comes. Then relevant information on the alternatives and possible outcomes are collected. So you collect relevant information. C is all about collect relevant information for the evaluation criteria that you have decided to evaluate. Then next step is to select the best alternative based on chosen criteria of measurement of the success. So you then choose which is the best alternative chosen criteria or your success factors, that is based on what. Then a detailed plan to implement this alternatives related data collection is put into practice, which is what actually that market research is. And last, the outcome of the decision and the decision process itself are evaluated. So like when findings are presented to you, you then evaluate that to determine what internally has happened, what has happened right, what has not happened right, or what should happen as we move forward. So that's the DECIDE model, for which I have kind of given you an understanding what the DECIDE stands for. So this is a model which enables you to conduct a correct market research. Many, very often, people do not know how to conduct a right market research, and they'll end up doing a research which eventually do not really yield them the required data, because either they have not defined the problem right, or they have not decided the right variable based on which the decision is related, and therefore the data is not collected on the right variable, etc. So DECIDE model is therefore very important to follow. Online marketing research characteristics. So we are trying to understand overall the market research in the internet marketing. What is the online marketing research characteristics are all about? One need to understand that research is a very systematic process. It has to follow one after the other steps. You cannot just do research among any sample. You have to first have the sample in place. To come to that stage, you must have the questionnaire ready. To do that, you must know what kind of research are you conducting, quali, quanti, etc. Among whom are you conducting? For what problem are you conducting? So there are those steps. In market research, there are seven steps that is to follow. So therefore, it is said by, it's a very systematic process. Each stage are methodologically laid down. There is a scientific and statistical relevance to each step that you take, because ultimately even the findings that comes out, there is a pre-decided agreed level of deviation that is allowed. So accordingly, your sample size will vary. If you want your finding to be accurate to 0.05, then your sample size has to be much larger. If you are okay with findings to be 0.±20, then your sample size can accordingly come down. So that's why it is a very systematic, method-driven process. Scientific methods are there. So scientific sampling methods, scientific analysis of various research questions that you put in, correlation, regression, or multidimensional scaling, or what, etc. So there is a science to that entire steps of market research that comes in with it. So that's the reason why it is a more dependent tool for any decision making. advantage of online marketing research, doing research through an online this thing, it's the most obvious advantage is that it's a speed and low cost. You don't have a cost on reaching people. Earlier days, I was into a research consultancy, and that also B2B. So we were spending a hell lot of cost on reaching our questionnaire to the relevant target answer, you know, person respondents. So that's what is not here now involved. Yani. The speed with which it reaches, that day depends on whether I courier or I allow the questionnaire to go is a regular post. So that also had an impact on the time duration, etc. It's a relatively low cost because overall, as you see, the spend is not there. Reach is faster, you get the response back soon, and therefore you are able to close the research finding and final outcome within a shorter time. So even the manpower involved in it, their costs associated with the project all go down. So therefore it's a low cost activity, no travel and other costs is involved. This tool, so we have understood the advantages primarily. Now we move on to what is the importance of online marketing research. This is a tool which is used by market researchers to get the authentic derivative for taking the right decision. So authentic derived information which is conclusive in nature, enabling the person to take the decision. So you get into problem definition, then you get into hypothesis setting. This hypothesis is considered as null hypothesis and alternative hypothesis. Then you get into defining your research needs. So as I said, what variable will answer those hypotheses, and then you get into getting relevant questions answered, and then the answer is tabulated, evaluated, etc. using statistical techniques and all. And so finally what comes out is a dependable analyzed information, so that decision that you take based on is likely to be most appropriate. That's the single and most and exclusive importance of marketing research. Same is applicable to an online marketing research. So now we come to understand various types of consumer market research, various types of research. One such is a consumer market research. Earlier, if you know, I have analyzed and told you that there are different ways you can look at, from the respondent type, consumer and business, and from the way you conduct quali and quantitative research. So we will study all of them here. First is a consumer market research. It's a targeted marketing research among your probable consumers or existing consumers or your prospects or among your segments or your among your target audience, as you whatever you say. Idea is to understand what they like, what they need, what are their lifestyles, what are their psychological mind frames, demographics, geographic constraints. So various such things, yani, how they go about choosing the product, from where they prefer to buy the product, etc. What is their online purchase habits and all such kind of thing. So that's the kind of research which you do among your identified groups. Then that's a consumer market research. One of the characteristics of this market research is that it tries to evaluate and gather information from identified target group on relevant questions collectively. It is expected to give you overall mind frame, overall behavioral aspects of the group of customers. So when you do this amongst 1,000 people, what findings that you get, which may vary here and there for each individuals, but collectively it is supposed to represent you one particular set of behavioral analysis aspects, etc. So that you can decide either they will be clear in telling you that yes, they will buy such product, or they are very clear at the end you get a finding, yes, there is a trend towards online purchase. You know, there is a tend towards credit card payment. So those kind of thing, apprehension towards giving a card information for a free trial. So those kind of things will be captured by you about your consumer as such. Qualitative research. So consumer market research, then as I told you, we get into the way it has been done. So one is a qualitative marketing research. Qualitative marketing research, as the term suggests, it will not give you a quantified outcome, it will give you a qualified outcome. Qualified outcome, when you say qualified outcome, means there are certain things that is inherent to an individual. Probably it is not possible to quantify. Therefore, it is used, it is done in such a way that this information is gathered in a different way which is not quantifiable. So you may ask the person to complete the statement, you may ask the person to give you an alternative word, you may ask the person to tell which is a top of the mind brand that they have, etc. Now, this and similar such kind of this thing about his feeling, about what is in his mind. So, you will say, if I kindly rate this statement as true or false, or, you know, kind of. So, those kind of probing when happens, it's a qualitative in nature. It is not a quantitative in nature. Therefore, the outcome to that is also a qualitative in nature. Though there is a number and ranking true, false. So, you can say, okay, I have derived a percentage of true and false. But that's not really a quantification. It's a derivation of a qualitative mindset or my feeling, you know. So, that's what one need to really understand. Then comes the, how do you conduct this? Variety of techniques are available, right from it starts with a single person doing an online, or you do a computer-based, interaction-based research, wherein you ask a question, person on the other side answers. Today, nowadays, the video conferencing is possible. You allow the video log, you allow the person to finish and, you know, scan it and send it to you. So, there are various ways that one can today think of doing your this thing. Some research requires moderation. So, in such case, it is more personalized, one-to-one conversation will be needed. So, it can even happen over a telephone, etc. So, at the end, it helps the entrepreneurs to understand the consumer better. Qualitative aspects gives you the idea about what is inside the mind. It is not about intent, etc., but it is what changes the behavior, what changes the intent, what changes the motive, etc. So, that understanding is far more better than knowing the other aspects. That aspects comes later when you want to convert desire into demand calculations, etc. So, that's the power of qualitative research. How to undertake the qualitative research? So, these are the ways you go about systematically. Do you want to investigate a current potential product, service, or a brand positioning? So, what is what you are probing is? So, decide about that. Identify strength, weakness. What are you going to probe about? Understand purchasing decisions. So, how the purchasing entire this thing happens, how they go about buying any particular thing. Study reactions to advertising, marketing campaigns, etc. What they feel about the brand, what they feel about your company image, what positioning they relate your brand with, etc. So, that's kind of probing. Then the qualitative research comes into picture. Assess the usability of a website. So, you want to know the how good the website is. You would have often found after you install an app and you use for some time, suddenly a request comes, spare some moment and give us a feedback. So, they talk to you about simple 4, 3, 5 questions. I just give the rank or tick mark, very satisfied, very useful, not useful, very satisfied, not satisfied, totally dissatisfied, whatever. So, that kind of a research is conducted. So, it gives them the idea, perception about the company, brand and the product, etc. What they feel about your product, brand, etc. And anything on packaging, designing, etc. Innovativeness of your product, features, feedbacks and whatnot. Yeah, and which features they like the most, which features they don't like the in the product that you have offered, etc. What are the features they are looking for? So, those kind of this thing. So, this is what qualitative market research is all about. Quantitative research. Now, when we come to consumer market and the quantitative research, here overall feedback to analysis and to the conclusive this thing, there is a numerical association. So, you ask close-ended questions. One important aspect in qualitative is it allows you to ask an open-ended questions. So, what do you feel about our company? You know, do you like our brand, or what do you like about our brand? That kind of questions can be there in qualitative research. But in terms of quantitative, then it will be asked you very specifically. Our company is a progressive company. Then you are asked to rate very true, true, not at all true, not true, no, you know, kind of. So, 5-point scale, 7-point scale or 10-point scale is the case maybe. And you will give the rating. So, this rating, ranking, etc. kind of thing comes into quantitative kind of questionnaire. So, they are known as a close-ended questions. You have no other choice to answer anything else. You have a specific options which you have to click and answer. Typically, qualitative research don't use experiential methods such as field trials, etc. Quantitative methods allows you to put in field trials and test marketing also in it, so that you come to know the likely response when product is formally launched. So, that's the advantage of quantitative research. So, we are understanding how to conduct a quantitative research. So, essentially, while qualitative research relies on a lot of behavioral and psychological tools available, quantitative research relies on obtaining very specific close-ended answers to a question that has been raised, for which certain options are given within which only the respondent is supposed to answer. So how do you go about doing your quantitative research? Business creates a survey and sends them out to the group of respondents. So you have defined objects, we are problem for which your hypothesis is set. Then you develop your variables that is really going to link it with your problem that you need to research. And having done that, therefore you then decide quantity or qualitative approach and a mix of it. And then accordingly you get into developing your questionnaire. Questionnaire can have accordingly open-ended or a close-ended questions. If it is a quantitative research, mostly close-ended. If it is a qualitative, then mostly open-ended. So that's how. And then when the questionnaire is ready, you send it out to the respondents. Now that's where the sampling comes into picture. But okay, we are not here to really get into understanding a marketing research process. We are more here to understand internet marketing research. So I presume that you probably basics of sampling is understood. So research questionnaire is developed and sent. After that, you give them a time to revert back. You may have a follow-up call, you may have a follow-up reminder email, etc. And then once you get this response in also could be real-time. Say if you are using SurveyMonkey, Google Form, etc. So whenever the respondent has entered his survey and completed, your data sheet is updated. His response is already noted and ready for analysis. So that's the power of technology that comes in. Analyze and interpret the data obtained using a statistical tool that will give you certain inferences. Taking these inferences, marketeers tries to relate it with the variables for which they face a problem. Then they conclude that what they need to do about this particular variable, and accordingly the strategy and tactical elements gets developed. How to plan an internet marketing strategy using research as such. So first you need to determine who your target audiences are, so who the customer is. So it's a subject matter of segmentation and targeting. Decide whether you will offer your own or sell someone else's product. So you have to get into deciding, are you selling your product or you are just affiliate or you are just a intermediary who is facilitating to other parties to join to create a commercial transaction. It also quite important to decide the competitive advantage. So what is your advantage over other, so that you accordingly plan your offer, your websites, look and feel, etc. So that's what is the third thing. Then research online. So you have to go and do the extensive online research to determine how overall the market is doing, what market is doing, what specific competitors are doing, their product offering, their strategies, their offers, etc. How are they enticing consumer for lead? How are they converting them into actual customers, etc.? And then how are they retaining them for a long time? Develop a strategy. So then you try and develop your own strategy, knowing your differentiation, knowing whole how the market and the competition is doing. You develop your strategy approach along with the tactics in place so that you will be able to get the required number of leads. We get into research technique. There are certain things that you need to really keep in mind. Earlier we have studied as to how do you go about. Now few things that you need to be use it during your research or internet marketing. This thing is a keyword search. So search for the keywords that people would use to find your type of product and service. Competitor links. So you want to know which are the competitor links. So traditional search to check out your competitors, their places and this thing. So sometimes this kind of research may be a secondary research. I'm sure like you all are aware about primary research and the secondary research. Secondary research is a desk or internal research. Primary research is the one which will take things to the consumers. So even the keyword search, etc., probably can be the secondary form of research. Read blogs, again it's a secondary this thing. Read a lot of blogs of a relevant subject by relevant eminent scholars, etc. So that will give you an idea about what the blogs are talking about, how the language, what are the keywords they often use, etc. Online surveys. So after doing this, online surveys another means a technique in itself, which is a primary technique wherein you send the questionnaire and you engage into. If it's a qualitative, then probably you engage through computer or web, you know, video conferencing, etc. And you create your interactive session so that the qualitative answers can also be given properly by the respondent. So that's the online survey. So now we have come to a stage of understanding research panels and communities. So what kind of communities or the research panels available to you that can enable you to get the desired information? So one is an audience research. Audience research is nothing but who your audiences are. And audiences are nothing, it includes also the consumers, prospects, etc. But it may also include other stakeholders. So you may have to do your online research among this panel of stakeholders or your audiences. Product research is all about product being offered in the market. So product, the uniqueness of it, the features of it, the utility of features, etc. So you get into those kind of a probing. So that's a product research. Then comes the brand analysis. So it relates to the brand and specific movement of the brand in the minds of the consumers. I remember the days when I was a part of one of the automotive company's new product launch team, and we released the really new age SUV in the market. We were conducting what we call the brand tracking studies. And so every alternate quarter, the agency used to come and present to us, and they were giving us an idea as to, in terms of perception, in terms of ad recall, in terms of, you know, brand faith or equity, loyalty, what consumers' feedbacks are all about. So we were getting an idea as to where we are doing better, where we are probably just stagnated, or where we are not doing good. And accordingly, we used to put the corrective action plan. Psychological profiling, so it's generally done for consumer profiling. If you have a focus, very focused objective that you need to profile your consumers, then this tool is used. Otherwise, it is often used by the human resource people. When they employ an individual, they make him do the psychological profiling, etc. But even consumers research or online market research, this is one thing that can be used. Scanner research. Scanner research is nothing but essentially it gets into scanning behavioral aspects. So a consumer is studied in a different platforms to know how is he choosing certain things, and how, what are his ways of choosing, what is he spending time on, what is he not spending time on, etc. So this is a kind of collective, say multidimensional research. If it is done on a specific set of consumers, then it gives you a really good insights. Database research. Database research is nothing but you obtain the relevant data of the kind of a people that you think is your target customers, and among them when you do the research. So then you know that you have done the research among the targeted group. So the feedback from that is considered as a feedback of the right database, target audience. Post-sale or consumer satisfaction research, very critical. There are certain industry, like for example automotive industry, JD Power was considered as a powerful tool, yani, where customer satisfaction or service satisfaction index were released by them. So companies has to subscribe to their report to get the details about it. They used to publish a press release wherein certain companies, you know, the ratings used to be provided for. And a report which just says who slipped and who has gained. But if that company is keen to know where all they have gone good and where all they have gone bad, they need to subscribe to their report. But okay, that's a consumer satisfaction I was trying to emphasize. So companies do in their own way. There are online surveys. You often find after you have purchased a product, you get suddenly an email which says, why we would like to have your this thing. Or say in online, you have done a purchase, and then you get that online SMS link which says, okay, kindly spend some time and give us idea about your experience of buying with us. Or so that's how it's a idea is to know your satisfaction level so that they can get into improving certain things where they are either stagnant or poor. So these are the panel and communities through which you can do this kind of various specific kind of a research. So these are your consumers whom you approach and you get to know post sales what their feelings are. So we have understood various panels and communities. Online surveys, when you do this online surveys, when developing online surveys, you can combine qualitative data with quantitative data. Developing technologies now allowed you to use sophistication and user-friendly surveys. So SurveyMonkey allows you to format your question. It reaches to a respondent. Even he can use his mobile phone. It is such a friendly this thing. A mobile phone he can use. Same is a Google form. And on that, there is pre-fed question and the multiple choices, answers, etc. They choose and they complete the submission, etc. So it is very, and then the data is already compiled for you. Earlier days, we were getting the printed questionnaire with answers written and we were compiling it on a full scale. Then came the computer and Excel, we started compiling on the Excel sheets. But now it's a self-compiled. So you see that how changes are, and therefore the online research or surveys are getting more popularity than doing the physical research. Developing surveys, so you have to know what to ask. So asking a question is a art. So again, as we have earlier discussed, whether quali and quantitative approach, and accordingly you will develop your questions, and questions have also a relevance to the way it is going to be analyzed. So asking a question and the format of it is so relevant that what is a statistical tool that you will apply to analyze this information so that it is right and it gives you the right inferences. So that's the overall connect of asking a question. Type of questions. So we have discussed open-ended and closed-ended questions. Open-ended questions are very just a generic question, and you can answer it anyway. The fear of this is like customers can go into a different tangent. So he may not really open up, though he has tried giving you a lot of qualitative answer. While closed-ended, it is either multiple choice or specific question, answers, options, and within which you have to give. So that respondent is aligned and he has to think twice before giving his response. So therefore, you can hope to get a proper understanding of the customer's responses. So that's the advantage of a quantitative. Establish the goal for the project. So steps to conduct research survey. So we are now getting into steps. Okay, so steps to conduct research is, first you should know your goal. What you want to, is it a problem? Is it opportunity taping? It is understanding the weakness and overcoming it. What is it? Determine your sample. So who is your sample is? So sample, this thing needs sample unit profiling. So you have to be able to define the all students in the management institutes working across the major metros, studying full-time courses. So I have defined my sample. So I can only approach them. I cannot approach any students. So that's my sample unit. Then you have to arrive at the number. So major metros is defined, then you find out what is the probable population of students doing management education. So from there you say that for a very statistically relevant, I need to meet 1000 or I need to meet 100 or 500 people. So that's what your everything about sampling. Choose research methodology. How will you do? Physical or indirect, then whether it is a mail or computerized, telephonic or web, video conferencing, and how. So that entire thing has to be thought through by you. In this case, it is like internet based. So we will use all the online possibilities to get your research done. Create a questionnaire, keep the survey and questionnaire simple, as they say. So you create a questionnaire. It has to be simple, self-explanatory, because in the internet era, respondent and your questionnaire creator is not face to face. While in physical days, a person asking a question was in front of the respondent, so he can ask a query if question is not understood. Pre-test the questionnaire. It is essential that you pre-test whether the kind of question that you have asked, is there any difficulty or simplicity, and the options that you have given, is there any problem, whether you are getting the way you want an answer or the type of answer, etc., whether you are able to compile it statistically or not. So after you determine, so for which you need a pre-test. So for example, doing 500 is your question sampling target, you may do 20-25 pre-test so that you are able to determine that everything is aligned well. Then get into conducting the interview, which is probably through the internet methods. And then once the data is coming in, you feed in the data. Online internet marketing facilitates feeding of the data, mostly automatic, and then analysis of the data. So they not only provide you even the pie charts and all of the fed information which is self-compiled, but yes, you can probably relate two different variables and try and find out your own analysis, because there are certain things which you have to do it using the intelligence of connecting two variables and finding out if there is a change. So if I have to analyze whether the guy's occupancy of a number, type of mobile and income has any relevance, so then I will analyze both and give you the finding. So that's how analysis is done. So analysis, and then you present the report, etc. That happens. So friends, in this particular chapter, we have understood what is internet marketing research. Research as a type of research, consumer, B2B, qualitative and quanti. For consumer research, we have tried understanding quanti and qualitative ways of doing research. We have also understood the task involved in doing a research and how to do the online research effectively. So that's what we have decided. The DECIDE model we have really understood. So DECIDE model is a crux that you need to keep in mind for conducting a successful marketing research, especially for the internet marketing. And online this thing, the decide between quali and quantitative, we have decided the steps that you should take while conducting an online marketing research at the end. So friends, with this we have completed this topic. Thank you.